Okay, the sugya of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisna lo lister inish beis knishna. The body beis knishna akrisi. It's also to knock down the shul. Prima Gadim says that whatever the Gemara says about a beis HaKnesses is true about a Beis HaMedrash as well. Excuse me. It's also to knock down a Beis HaKnesses until you first build the replacement Beis HaKnesses. Now you have to know, B'derech HaKdama, that there's a lav in the Torah, L'Sasun Kein L'Hashem L'Kechem. It says in the Torah that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to destroy the Avodah Zarah. It's Mizbechei Seicha, Mizbechei Seyam, Tishabeirun, that's Mitzvei Voisam, Tinatsun. It's a mitzvah to destroy anything that has to do with the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, L'Sasun Kein L'Hashem L'Kech. And from there we learn a lav, the lav to erase Hashem's name. And then it says, same thing. There's an iser to destroy anything in a Beis HaKnesses. To break a Beis HaKnesses, to destroy a Beis HaKnesses. Thank you. It's also for that reason. There's another halacha that people are not aware of, in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It's also to eat or drink or sleep, as the Gemara is going to bring Rav Ashi in a few minutes, to eat, drink, or sleep in a Beis HaKnesses, or to talk to Varim B'Talim, is not during davening. Not during davening. During davening is a separate question. You're allowed to talk during davening, even if you're davening in a room. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to speak Dvarim B'Talim in a Beis HaKnesses Shaloi B'Shas HaTfilim. You're not allowed to make Cheshbainis there, Cheshbainis HaChayil. And you're not allowed to eat there or drink there. It does say that in a Beis Medrash where people learn, there's a Heter. For those who are learning there, there's a Heter. Even Achila V'Shtia or Shina. that Achila Shtia, Shena, all these things are mutter in a Beis Medrash, because since it's a place where you learn, and may a lot of other things happen there too. But in a Beis HaKnesses, all of these things are aser. And it's Ksas Pella on the minig that we have in Chutz Laaretz, that we sometimes they give L'chaim in Shul, or what? That sounds like a lechayim in shul, or the shmuzing in shul, not during davening, everyone assumes is mutter. It's a bit of a pella. So it could be, like Yossi's saying, that our the shuls in Chutz Laaretz are made al tanai, that they don't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's Sicha Aser. And one of the things that Rav Palm used to say in his Parshas Truma shmuzin, was that at the Kaisel, at the area around the Kaisel, which is made for davening, that's a Beis HaKnesses. It's not a Beis HaMedrash, it's not a Mokim Kavua for learning. You're allowed to learn there. It's not a Mokim Kavua for learning, but it's a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore, speaking Dvarim B'Talim, there is also even Shaloi B'Shas HaTfilah. That's also to speak there, Dvarim B'Talim. There's no Teretz that, but the Ketzir Sheva Bavala Tanai Hei Masuyim. And it's something I try to be careful about, although people always come over to me and ask me, how's my flight, and where am I staying, and how long will I be here? What? No, where they daven, outdoors also, but in the area it's made for davening. Do I have to be a bias? Halacha has to have a roof, to be a shul. It doesn't have 12 windows inside either. There's no halacha, it's without 12 windows, not a shul. The whole area is a Beis HaKnesses. So, Kopanim, but that's a deal of a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What? The little rumor that they have. Okay. So people learned the opera, he would have a hetter. But the anyway, the name the crew that I wanna, the impression I want to make on you is there's such a thing as Kedusha Space HaKnesset. Kedusha Space HaMedrash. Memela is an Isser, that's the Isser of Asugya, to break a Beis HaKnesses, the Isser is site to destroy a Beis HaKnesses, or even to make a hole in a wall in a Beis HaKnesses. To make any type of destruction, steal in a Beis HaKnesses is a lav deraisa of Leisasim Ken Lashem Elokeichem. So Agamara say that to knock down a shul in order to build a new shul is aser. The Gemara gives two reasons. We'll see in a minute. Why isn't it aser straight out? Because you're not allowed to break a shul. Why don't we say it's aser? Now you have no heck to break a Beis HaKnesses. Why isn't it aser out that? What's the teretz? Why didn't he pshusa? Why didn't he tsluye? It's also because there's a lot to destroy, but when it's tossing kela shavu lekechem, it's also to destroy. No, what? So it seems from this Gemara, we can learn aside that a stiro, which is amanos livnais, when you break something to make it better, to fix it better, that's mutter. Stiro that's made to build is something that's mutter. Now there's a machlokes rishonim about this in Yeridaya. Siman Reisha involved. There, the iser to erase the Shem Hashem is mentioned, which, as I said, is the same lav loisas and kein Hashem lekechem, the same loisasay. So there's a shaila in the Torah. What happens if you have Hashem's name on a cloth and ink splattered on the Shem Hashem? Now, if it's such a big smudge of ink that you can't read the letters, so you're allowed to erase it because there's no Shem Hashem there anymore. So you could erase it and rewrite it. But what happens if there's just a smudge? You could still read Yud, K, Vav, K, but there's a little connection. One example there is that the regal of the hay got attached to the roof of the hay. But it's a small connection. You still would read it, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Or two letters got connected to each other. Now, in order to fix it, you need to... It's not enough to just erase the smudge. Chok Teiches is possible. You have to erase the letter and replace it. So what should be the din? To Pashtus, you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. So the Beis Yosef brings from a Hagos Maimini, who says that it's mutter, because it says, because that is loisasu kela Hashem lekechem is derech kilkul. If you're doing something in a way that's destroying, it's mutter. But to destroy in order to fix, that's not called destroying. To destroy something in order to fix it, to erase the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, in order to fix the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Right now it's a possible Yud-Kei, possible is a Sefer Torah. To erase it in order to fix it, Dagos Maimini says that that's mutter. The Beis Yosef brings from the Re-Alexandri, one of the Rishayim. The Re-Alexandri says it's still awesome. You're still doing a Maisa Kilkul. You're still erasing Hashem Hashem. And if you're erasing Hashem Hashem, it should still be awesome. Our Gemara seems to be a raya to the Hagos Maimini. Now, I don't know, in my notes I had written that the Beis Yosef brings the raya from our Gemara. But I looked in the Beis Yosef from Reish Ayin Vav, I didn't find it. Maybe I'm a little tired this morning and I didn't see it, but... Maybe it'll be there tomorrow. But he brings a raya from our Gemara that you're allowed to destroy a Beis HaKnesses in order to fix a Beis HaKnesses. It's the same lav. In our Gemara, but if not for that, There's no Isser min HaTorah. These are Drabbanans. Pshusa, Tzli is a Drabbanan. But there's no Isser of destroying a Beis HaKnesses if you're destroying it to fix it. The taste that destroying to fix is not destroying. Destroying something in order to fix something is not destroying. That's fixing something. That's how you fix things. And therefore, this Yisoid seems to be a Yisoid that we'll have from our Gemara, that a Kilkel, which is really a Binyan, a Stira, which is a Binyan, is not a Stira. It's not a Stira. It's a Binyan. You follow? You follow? Even if Bepoyel, it looks like you're breaking it. But since Be'etzem, it's a good thing, it's a Binyan. Yeah, the Kama Mishalom of this, the Mishnah Brewer brings in the end of Simen Kuf Nun Beis, that the Taz writes that if somebody wants to build a shtender in shul, and he wants to screw it into the wall, so the Taz says it's aser, because when you screw it into the wall, you make a hole in the wall. It's aser to make a hole in the wall of a Beis HaKnesses. Mishnah Brura brings from the Yal Yal Rabba, and he says, Kama Achrayim, that I make them, because they say, that what? That's not stira, that's binyan. You're talking making a hole in the wall. You're making a hole in the wall in order to be able to add something to the shul, in order to add to the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, it's mutter. What the Taz held, it's hard to understand. What was trying to Taz? Taz always not screw something into a wall. Maybe he holds that for a yachid tzairach, for a yachid at his seat, he wants to put a shtender. Maybe he holds that that's not enough of a reason. I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter, the same yisai, that a stira, which is a binyan, is a binyan. It's not a stira. What way? It's more of a binyan. Yeah, if you're not making a hole first, you're just actually screwing in the wall, the screw. So it's all one meister. The binyan and the stira is all one. Then it's very different. Some of the Taz meant we have to first make the hole and then add something to it. Some, that's what it is. It's hard to understand the Taz. What's the Taz that should be awesome to screw something into a wall? Unless, like I said, unless he holds that for a yachid to do it for tzarche yachid. I don't know if this is what you mean, but the real Alexandri, who holds its asa, asked the kasha. It says by the Beis Hamikdash, when in the Bayis Sheni, from the character Hagos Maimon, it brings a raya in the Bayis Sheni, when the Yevonim were metame the Mizbeach. So it says that they took apart the Mizbeach and they put up a new Mizbeach. So what's the heter to take apart the Mizbeach? So you see, if in order to build the Mizbeach, you have to put up a Mizbeach. See, there they couldn't do, they couldn't build and then put it up. There's only one place where the Mizbeach is. They took apart the Mizbeach, they put the stones in Geniza, they built a new Mizbeach. So Gos Maimon brings a raya that a stira, which is in order to build, is mutter. So the real Alexandri says that's not a raya. Why? Why is it not a good raya for the Mizbeach? He says, well, Mizbeach have no choice. By a Sefer Torah, you have a choice. You have a splotch of ink on your kepavke. You can remove that column and replace it. You don't have to erase it. A shul, you don't have to destroy the shul and build a new ink. You build another one somewhere else. The Mizbeach, there's no choice. You have to bring karbonis. You need a Mizbeach. That Mizbeach is tamei. He says it's no right. Anyway, there are many examples of this. You know, there's an issue in the Torah to be makia of the imai. Isn't the Torah to cause a chabura to a parent? But a makah derech refuah is mutter. If a parent needs a splinter removed, the etzem it's mutter. The Gemara says that a child shouldn't do it because he may make a mistake and cause another chabura which is not needed. when you're poking around to get the splinter out, you may poke a little too much. But if it's something which is in the etzem refuah, to give an injection to a parent, is mutter. The etzem maka is not a maka, because a maka to be misakin is not a maka. There's another ayah to this. It's interesting. Reb Tzadik has a sefer on the Rambam, a halacha sefer called Oitzer HaMelech, and he also mentions the idea of this yisayid, that a binyan, like a stira which is to build, is a binyan. And he brings a raya because to steal a menos l'shalim kefil. The Gemara learns out of an extra pasuk that you're not allowed to steal something from someone, even if the only reason you're stealing from him is in order to pay him kefil. So the Gemara says that it says in the Torah l'signayv a number of times, l'signayvul. The extra time is to tell you that even amenos l'shalim kefil, it's us. So Tzadik asks, why do I need an extra pasuk for that? Of course, you're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to steal. Why would I think you're allowed to steal in order to pay kefil? So he says that it's a ksas raya, he calls it ta'ayisayid, that a binyan, which is a stira, which is amanas livnais, is a binyan. Stealing in order to give someone more is not a gzeila. Chabura in order to fix somebody is not a chabura, etc. And this is all this the same yisayid. Now this yisayid comes up a second time in the Gemara. The Gemara says soon, I imagine that you've seen it already, that Rav Ashi was Ailei Lepurye Lahasam. Rav Ashi moved his bed into the shul. Why did he move his bed into the shul? Because there was a tiyua. They were taking apart the shul and they were fixing it. He wanted to make sure it got fixed. So he did something very dramatic. He moved his bed into the shul and they're going to make sure it doesn't rain on Rav Ashi. And therefore they're going to fix it. So Tysus asks, how could you move your bed into a shul? It's also, Tysus brings to the Gemara Megillah, that it's also to eat, sleep, and to eat, drink, and also to sleep in a base of Knesset. So Tysus asks, how could Rav Ashi sleep in a base of Knesset? What would a bed not that too? So Tysus answers that he didn't mamish put it in the base of Knesset, he put it in the hallway, in one of the rooms alongside. That's Tysus' terrace. Muki Yosef says a different terrace. Muki Yosef says that you're not allowed to sleep in a base of Knesset if it's because you need a place to sleep. But if you're sleeping in the base of Knesset for a tzairuch of the base of Knesset, that's not a kilkul in the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses. That's a tikkun in the covenant. Why is he sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses? He's sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses so that it should get built. That's the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses. So Vaita, the same Yisoid. L'Sasul Shem L'Skeva Shem L'Kechem is there a kilkul. If he's sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses, that's a bizayin, that's a covenant. But if what you're doing is a Tzarech in the Beis HaKnesses, then that becomes ois kilkul, that becomes tikkun. And the Shulchan Aruch passage is like the Mukhi Yosef, not like Tysus. Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Amos, Sif Dalin. It says that the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, let's say you want to put a Shomer in the shul, you're afraid of Ganavim. You're going to put a Shomer in the shul all night, he's going to sleep there too. He says, since it's the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, it's a Muslim. Things that are the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, there's no issue. So this is the aside with which we begin the whole Sugya. Yes. Okay, there's a nice question. When you have a heta to do something, if it's for a certain kavana, and you have a tziruf of two kavanas, whether that's mutter. There's a tremendous machlekes achrayim. If a iruv of a kavanas l'shma v'shalai l'shma has din of a kavana l'shma, has din of a kavana shalai l'shma. If a person's ikur kavana, in other words, you have somebody who needs a place to sleep. So you say, you know what? You watch the basic nesses. It's questionable if that's called a basic. What? Is that? in a Beis HaMedrash, not a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, you don't sleep in a Beis What? I mentioned that, see, the Gemara has an expression that the shuls of Chutz La'aretz are built on a Tanai. But it's not so posh. Tosfos says they're built on a Tanai that the Churbanam, they don't have Kedusha. But when the neighborhood changes, so it doesn't have Kedusha. But Kamar, all the Rishayim say that when it's built, it's not Stam Al Tanai. But you can make it tonight. We put up our shul, we made the Farish, we made it tonight. The commission's based on Knesset. But the truth is, if it's a base of Medrash, if you learn there, for those who learn there, it's mutter. when I was a bacha here in the yeshiva, there was once a tumult over eating in the base of Medrash, in the shul, in the base of Medrash. Not during Seder, but the Ben Hastarim. About some people learned Ben Hastarim and they would eat things there, whether it's mutter. There was a big tumult over it. It's a good thing when yeshiva is labidic enough there's a tumult over such things. So someone told me, even if it's mutter, but it's the right thing to do. So I told him, why would you say, if the Chafetz Chaim said, don't be machmir? He said, the Chafetz Chaim never say that. So I took out the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, la'osam shalayim din sham kol hayayim ein lahachmir. Says people learn there all day, so ein lahachmir, that's his lashon. That you're allowed to eat in the base of Knesset too. And at that time, I asked Rav Moshe about it. There's anything to be machmir. So Rav Moshe said, his lashon was ba'ifin haroi. You know, you're going to set the table on the bima, and you walk around drinking a soda in the base of Medrash, that's not ha'ifin, that's roi. And aside, then quietly on the side, someone learns. And then a starim, he eats there also, so that's okay. But that's all in the base medrash. That's lois and shalayim dim sham. The base of Knesset, there's no. okay, anyway, that's the side with which we begin. That there's no. The Issadai Raisa of Stiris base of Knesset doesn't apply. So Agamar is saying, halacha l'maisa, loylister inish beknishta, ad debani beknishta achrisi. Build the other shul and then take apart the first shul. So the Bir Halacha says, once you've built the second shul already, why do you take apart the first shul? He says, it's talking that there's some tzairuch. You have to pay the bills for the second shul. So you're going to sell the first shul in order to pay the bills for the second one. So if there's a tzairuch, so therefore it's mut. Amar Rav Chisda, Loi Mister Inish Beik Nishta Ad Debani Beik Nishta Achrisi. Yikid Yamri Mishin Pishiyusa. What's Taich Pishiyusa? Dilma Misrami Aynis Upashi Loi Banu Achrisi. Rashi says klar that Pishiyusa means that they won't end up building the second shul. They'll end up without a shul. Well, with one less shul. Now, I don't know if you realize, but Tosfos and Rashi argue here. Rashi says Pshiyusa is that it won't be built at all. Tosfos, in the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel HaGor, Teich Tevarov, he says that the chashash is that there'll be a delay in building it. We're not afraid that it won't end up building the shul. The chashash is that there will be a delay in building the shul. Now we're going to see in a minute there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two shitas. What the chash is. If you look into the Muki Yosef, I told you have to look with the Muki Yosef here. Muki Yosef says it's very clear, like Tosfos. Come out, all the Mishainim are like Tosfos. The Muki Yosef says, the what the chash of Pishiyusa? He says, Chayshinon. She is rashlu milav noisak tzas that they'll delay. The ilu l'pshiusa delay banu la'aylam lekaman dechayish. You're afraid they'll never build it. Maybe they won't build it. The tzibur needs a base of Knesset. We're not chayish that they're not going to end up building it. We're chayshish that they're going to be delayed in building it. It's just the chashish, they're going to be delayed. So therefore, that's tash b'shiyusa. But it's not like Rashi. Rashi and the Rambam hold that chashish will never be built. And Taisis, Nukhi Yosef, the Rashba, all say that the chashish is that there'll be a delay in building it. We'll see in a minute, there's a tremendous nafkamina between them. Others say, because you need some place to daven while you're building it. My benayu, ika benayu de ika. Now here they are two gersais in the Gemara. Ika de ika duchta letzluye, the gersa which is brought from the mashal here on the side of the page. Or the gersa which is in parentheses, de ika beknishtat risi. There are two pshatim in the Gemara, which are totally in the two gersais, and totally in the two pshatim. And we'll see in a minute, the nafkamina is in Brooklyn. If they want to build a new shul, they have a shul, they want to knock down the shul and build a new one. Is it mutter or is it aser? They'll tell me, of course it's aser, the Mefarish Gemara, that it's aser. So it depends. Now, how come? Let's take one gear set at a time. If you say the nafkamina is, if ika bek nishtach risi, what does that mean? That if there is a bek nishtach risi, we're not worried about tsluye. We're not worried about a place to daven. There's someplace else to daven. Now, when I say someplace else to daven, it means that there's enough room for everyone to fit in that someplace else, which is the case in Brooklyn. If there'll be one less shul in Brooklyn, everybody will have a place to daven. And then, Mishum Duftal Tzluye, it would be mutter. Mishum Shiusa, however, it would still be awesome. Now, you have to hold cup. If your Gairis, the Rambam's Girsa, which is the Girsa that's in parentheses, Beik Nishtach Risi. If your Gairis Beik Nishtach Risi, What's pshat? If there is another shul, it's still aser. Why? Out tuchtel it's luye, it will be mutter. Out shiusa, it's aser. Why is it aser? What are you worried about? They have a place to daven. So worry mishum shiusa. What's pshiusa? So you see, the Rambam, since he had this girsa, he learns shiusa means it'll never be built. Once there's a shul, then another shul, then it should be destroyed and not rebuilt. That's an avla. That's leisasim kem Hashem alakechem. And therefore, it's aser. So because the Rambam had the girsa that we're talking dikabek nishtach risi, and it's aser mishum pshiusa, he had to learn pshiusa is tied shalei yivnu la'ilam. Like Rashi. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. What's the problem? If you're just worried it'll be delayed, instead of taking 1 year, it'll take 3 years. So why don't it take 3 years? There's duch to litzli, eh? Nothing's going to happen in the meantime. And if leisasim kel Hashem alakechem, why are you worried? They're destroying it to rebuild. Idea delays. That's the way it is. When you build, there are always delays. So you see, if you're gairis beknishtach risi, you have, if you're gairis na ika benayu de ika beknishtach risi, so then the question is, who cares about Pshiusa? So the Rambam had to say that Pshiusa means Shalom Yivnu Me'olam, and the Rambam says so before, that the chashash is they'll never build it. And there's a problem with Leisasim Kei. And Memela, he learns that the Nafkamina is when there is another shul in town. If your Geirah is like the Mashal's Girsa, which is Taisis Girsa, the Feirish, Taisis Hagah has this Girsa, and Ukiyasis Girsa, and the Rashba's Girsa, you got us like that. Ike Benayu, that there's a Duchtel Litzluye, there's a place to daven. So Ike Benayu, the Ike Duchtel Litzluye, so what are you worried about? So what's the Ike Benayu? So if it's Mishum Tzluye, if it's because they're going to, they're not going to have a place to daven, so you do have a place to daven. Duchtel Tzluye means In the meantime, they'll daven in a room. They have a building. Someone gives a house. And everyone will daven in the house. If you learn Mishum Shiusa, so there'll be a delay. So Muki Yosef and the Rashban Taisis learn. To have a delay without a shul, it means just a delay. A delay without a shul, that's an amla. You only have tefillah tzliya. You don't have a Beit Mekanishta. So therefore, Mishum Shiusa, it's awesome. Now the nafgamina between them, we're machmir, like both reasons. Shiusa and tefillah tzliya. Because the Gemara is not patient. So even though it's only a suffix to Rabbanan, we have a rule that a suffix to Rabbanan, we don't say lakula, if both directions are a kula and a chumra. We're machmir on both the shyness, because you can't say lakula on both reasons. Right? You remember? Yeah, that's true rule. What? Okay, we'll see. We'll see if that's correct. But Lamaisa with Machmir. So therefore, it comes out a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rashi against Taisus the Rashban Uki Yosef. In a city where there are Beit Knishtach we see, if it's still Asur or not. Rashi and the Rambam say Beferish it's Asur. Because Chazal will Chayshish Mishum Shiusa. Because we're chayshish that it won't be built at all. Muki Yosef says the Feirish, we're not afraid it'll never be built. So if no la'ilam le'chashina, and they say that if there's duftach we see, if they're just having in a house, so then it's awesome. But if the ashul's to daven in, so what's the problem? So it'll be delayed. Who cares if it's delayed? Even if it's delayed a long time, there's no loss. What's the loss for the delay? No loss. You'll go and you'll daven in the other shuls until it's built. I was tasking Kevin Hashem Lekeichem. No problem. It's going to be rebuilt. It'll take a little longer, but the kilkul is still a tzarech tikkun.
If you know for sure
that
they're not going to rebuild, it'll be awesome.
If you know for sure it'll never be rebuilt, then it appears that it'll be oscillate everybody because of was tasking Kevin Hashem Lekeichem. That's a lav to destroy a shul. The only head to hear is because the destroying is in order to build. But if you're not destroying in order to build, then that will be us. What? The head to sell a shul? It would be the same problem. There's no, to sell a shul, it'll stay as a shul?
No.
I mean, it'll sell it for a house. Nothing I mean. There's no head to sell a shul unless it's to build a different shul. Like our Gemara. Or there's a heter of Zayin Tayveh Hayir, which maybe we'll get to shortly, but there's a second way that you put past the sell shul. But Pashtun should not sell shul. Pashtun should not sell shul.
Have the same side or not?
No.
The same side,
no, it doesn't have to be the same. Well, it's not possible to build a new one and then destroy the first one. Ramesha has a heter, a famous heter of Ramesha, that if a shul has a mortgage, since the mortgage is a lien on the property, so the shul is still not considered totally yours. It's possibly the bank's. Moshe uses that as a heter to sell a shul in a place where the neighborhoods are changing and there's no need for it. So it's only out the technical thing. What? In the makim? Both? So that heter, you have to come on to the other heter of Zayin Tavir here, which I hope to talk about. A kapana we have here, a machlaikis rishayin. What?
Nobody holds it equal, so we're talking about a case that's only one shul.
You call it tzluye.
There's only one shul.
You call it tzluye means that there's no Beit Knishtach Risi, you're going to have to daven in the house. So since those who are gairis the kedusha l'tzluye said mishum shiusa, it's mutter al tzluye, it's us al shiusa, the lesser al shiusa. And then, according to that shita, it would, according to the Muki Yosef, the Rashban Taisus, it would have to be mutter in such a case if there are other shuls in town. According to the Rambam Rambam and Rashi, it would be awesome. The
even in the case of they're not going to rebuild it.
What?
Even in the case of they're not going to rebuild it,
why should that
make enough?
You know, even no, then there's a lot of what's asking Hashem. The separate, that is a separate Indian, because that's my Akdam. It is that also Sasam awesome came, it's always a problem.
You can say that.
What?
The Nikal is a
part
of the
Tzeh. Conservative Reform Shul, of course it applies. I'd say, let's say, to Tisha B'Av, the Mitzvah Sasei applies. They knock down the Shul. From the halacha standpoint, there's no difference between a church and a conservative Shul. Moshe writes that if you have an Orthodox shul with no mechitza, it has kedusha. If you have a conservative shul with a big mechitza, it's not a shul. It could be churches with a mechitza too. What? Okay, I'm not going to go into all the basic messes. But anyway, this is a machlokes. How do we paskin? So the thing is that in halacha, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, it's a machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham had a paskin. Machlokes, the two Gedolei HaPaskim on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The Taz, what did I say, Kuf Nun Beis. In the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Beis, the first Taz says Lakula, like Taisus and Luki Yosef. And the Magen Avraham says to be Machmir. Says to be machmir that even if there are other shuls that it's still aser. The Taz time is the following svara. Again, the Taz is the one that says it's mutter. The time is the following svara. He says, "What's our shaila? You're in New York City. Let's say New York City has 1,000 shuls. And the shaila is, can I knock down one shul to afterwards build another shul? Is that mutter?" So he says, "I'll prove to you it's mutter." Because let's say you're in a place that has only one shul. So Agamara says, you're not going to knock down that shul. You first have to build the second shul, and then you can knock down the first one. So the Taz, 1 minute. If you finish building the second one, now the city has two shuls. So what's the hetzer to knock down the first one? Once you built the second shul. He says, just like once I built the second shul, I'm allowed to knock down the first shul. Chazal did not say that. The same, and we're talking with his lolei sasen kein, because you're doing it for the tzairich of paying for a shul, for the second of the other shul. The same thing, if the city starts off with two shuls, if it starts off with two or more shuls, you can break one. Again, you're not breaking, you're not being over the lab, you're breaking it to build a new one. You're worried about the Drabbanan. You see the Drabbanan war in Gaza when there are other shuls. Because when you build the second shul first, you can afterwards break the first one. So what then, if the city started off with two shuls, they should be allowed to break the first one too, in order to rebuild. There's something wrong with the svara, but technically it seems to be the svara. Yeah, we're talking, when it says Beknish Tachrisi, everybody says it means there's enough room for everybody. If it wouldn't be enough room in Flatbush, if there's one less shul, there'd be enough room for everybody to daven. Yeah, everyone would find a place to daven. It wouldn't be a problem.
You're sort of displacing the two shuls and you're not going to want to daven. You're displacing that first shul.
We're talking in a case where there's enough room. There's not enough room. That's not called Ikebe Kedish Tachrisi. There's not enough room. That's not called that there's another place. That's called there's no other place. It's not called Ikebe Kedish Tachrisi. So this is the Taz's Raya. Taz brings the second Raya. In Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, Siv Zayin, There's the heter of Zayin Tayve Ha'ir. The heter of Zayin Tayve Ha'ir is, Chazal said, that if the whole city gets together and they agree to knock down a shul, that would be mutter. It would be a heter to sell a shul. The money, you have to use the money to be Ma'ilam Vatusha V'lai Merid. If they want to sell a shul to buy a Sefer Torah, it's a heter of Zayin Tayve Ha'ir. It's a heter if the whole city does it. So the Gemara says in Megillah, you don't need a whole city to have a meeting. Imagine you had a meeting with the whole city and never get anyone to agree on anything. So you make a board of directors. The board of directors was called Zayin Tayve Ha'ir. It's interesting, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that you have to have at least seven. Zayin is dafka. You have to have at least Zayin Tayve Ha'ir, seven members. And if you have the board of directors that the whole year votes on, there's a heter for Zayin Tayve Ha'ir to vote to sell a shul. Zakta Rabban, v'chol zeh b'yesh beis haknesses acheres b'ir. This is all talking that there's another shul in town. Because there's no other shul in town, why does it help Zayin Tayve Ha'ir to sell it? The Gemara says, not even allowed to knock it down until you build a new one. So it must be talking, there's another shul in town. Because there's no other shul in town, our Gemara's problem is a problem. Zoktataz, you see that the Ramah is going with the Rambam. Ramah is saying that there's another shul in town, this Gemara doesn't apply. If there's no other shul in town, then the Gemara does apply. So this seems to be a very strong raya that to the Taz, that it's mutter. As a matter of fact, in the Bir Halacha, in Kuftun Beis, when he tries to decide if you should pass him with the Taz of Magen Avraham, he says this raya of the Taz is a strong raya, and he writes that the Terutzim the Magen Avraham said to answer it are the Chukim. And this raya, the second raya, I don't think he brings the first raya in the Shabura. That the second raya is a strong raya, and therefore it should be a raya lahakel to be makel in a place like New York, that it should be mutter. As far as the Magen Avraham, who's Machmir, The Magen Avraham was Machmir, he paskins that, like the Rambam, the Yesh Beik Shnishtach Risi, it's still Osir. So the Teres Chaim does bring a riot, there's a riot to the Magen Avraham Shita also. The Gemara at the bottom of the Yamid is going to say about Hordis, about breaking the Beis HaMikdash to fix the Beis HaMikdash. How is it Mutta? Gemara says, Malchus Hashani Blei Hadri Ben. A king is different. The king, if he says he's going to do it, he'll do it. The king doesn't run out of money. If you run out of money, you just tax the people a little more, and you'll have money. So what's the Lashon HaGemara? Malchus Shani Deloy Hadri Bahu. It's much more like the Rambam. Deloy Hadri Bahu, they don't change their mind. They'll end up building it. Now you all know that the government delays plenty of times. It doesn't say Shani, Malchus Shani, that they don't delay. Malchus Shani delay Hadri Bahu. It's much like the Rambam that the Sugya is talking about Hadri Bahu, about not building it at all, which is Kamai Shitas Rambam Virash.
The Gemara used to have two because one is from one month to the other. The other one is that he saw a crack, and what if the Rebbe said was falling down? Why don't you say Malchus Shani? Obviously, the secondary is going to like the first. Ibai's name is arguing, and this is the essence of Kuda.
The two Tursim are arguing the Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisus? Well, the question is, when it says Pshiyusa, what does Pshiyusa mean? Does Pshiyusa mean Hadri Bahu? Does Pshiyusa mean that they're going to delay? Taisvis and Muki Yisif learn is they're going to delay. The Rav and Rashi learn Leibi of Nuklau. The Lashon Loi Hadri Bahu is Mashma that the Chashash was, that they're going to not build it at all. The Mashma is Halashon. very much mashma that way. So we have here a tremendous machlaikis. L'chaira, it would be a nafkamina. We were talking downstairs about one nafkamina between the two shitas is New York City. We have plenty of shuls. Whether you're allowed to destroy one shul and then build it afterwards. The second nafkamina, that nafkamina, the Rambam is l'chumra. The Rambam says the chashash is they'll never build it, and Taisus is l'pula. Taisus says that the chashash is that they'll delay. If there are other shuls, no big deal. They'll delay. People have a place to die. There'll be a second nafkamina in a bungalow colony. You have a shul, and people only live there in July and August. Maybe shuls they go out, but you know people only live there in the warm weather, and in the winter no one lives there. Can you knock down the shul and rebuild it? You know, is it mutter to knock down? There is no Beit Knesset Achriti. There's no other building in the neighborhood there. There's only one shul. Are you allowed to knock it down? In the chashash, what? Beit Kitua, yes. That's Mamshe case of Beit Kaita. So let's see what the Gemara says. They knocked down and built the winter shul in the summer shul in the winter. I'm sure what we're talking about. So now the Gemara doesn't say Toshma. Gemara says that this is Mutta Lekuli Alma. How is this Mutta Lekuli Alma? They knocked it down first and they built second. So that's Taisus Hagar. Taisus brings three pshatim. How were they allowed to do it? So Taisus' first pshat is that it's kamoi ika tiyua vishari. Taisus' first pshat is that in the winter they changed the summer shul to a winter shul. And it's the same exact building and they converted it. So Taisus' first pshat is that's ika tiyua. It's not suitable. A summer shul in the winter is freezing, so they had to do it. Taisa second pshat is in shtei betek nesiyas ayu bebeis makaymes shal kaita v'shal sisva. Iri could go into chazav beit yua, or else there was mamisha to yua. Taisa third pshat is aynira kim di yeshan beisek neses acher in lochashim layiv nuzais. That since there's a beisek neses acherini, we're not chayshish that it won't be built. V'ayit, this is a fourth pshat, Nachmas kar v'chay mi'en lachash ha'mi yishu. Ay bizman gadol kol kach in lachash. Muki Yosef says the last pshat of Taisus. Muki Yosef says that the reason you could do a winter shul in the summer, a summer shul in the winter, is because the whole sugi is only a chash ha'mi yisrashu, they're going to schlep. He says a winter shul in the summer, a summer shul in the winter, they're going to schlep so long, ain't lochush. They didn't see the contractors from nowadays, right? Maybe they had simpler shuls. There's no plumbing. There's no electric work. There's no. He said they're going to schlep so much, ain't lochush. So Taisus and the Mukiyai sell the Shitasa. They hold the shashes that'll be delayed. So they say, okay, a long delay like that, you don't have to worry. To build a bungalow from September to the next June, you don't have to be chayshish. Muki Yosef says it beferish. Taisus only says it as one of four terutzim, but Lamaisa, it says such an idea. Ain't lochish. Like the Rambam, that we're afraid it'll never be built, but then it's just will be chayshish. If you're afraid it'll never be built, they'll knock down the shul and they'll never end up building the new shul. You know, our meetings, committee, until they decide what to do, nothing will happen at all. If you chayshish, nothing will happen, so then it's awesome. Chayshish, the second half kamina, it's also the Rambam, the Chumra, and Taisus
Lekuli. Gemara says that if you know you're going to rebuild it, for example, if they had money for it beforehand, the whole chash was that maybe you can tell the opinion shul, it's not as well, if you know the bond, you know the shul, it's not a shash that you build it, it's not going to be knocked down, but if you finish with the shul, it's not
going to be. The question is, the Gemara says in the next few lines, that if you have everything prepared, Today, it's not Shriach, there should be really a case of Pidyon Shvuyim. What is Pidyon Shvuyim? It's a Gemara later in this parak. Gemara says, Taich Pidyon Shvuyim has to be there's a sakana. If someone's in an American jail, it's most likely he doesn't have a din of Pidyon Shvuyim. If you can raise money to help him not be in jail, it's a tremendous tzedakah. They go around collecting, they call it Pidyon Shvuyim, it's probably not Pidyon Shvuyim. Gemara says, Pidyon Shvuyim is the biggest tzedakah di kakulu. Where it says you have all the things, you have that they're going to starve the person and that they're going to kill the person, sakana. It gives four different avlets, it's four different problems that there are in Pidyon Shvuyim, and they don't starve them in jail nowadays. Matter of fact, they give them pretty good meals and black kosher also, and it's not a sakana. Most of the jails are not a sakana. So today it's also Shchiyah Pidyon Shvuyim. The question will be something we discussed many times. When Chazal made a gzeira, Chazal was geyser, don't build, knock down a building, you may not end up building the second one. And Chazal said, I don't care if you have the money, I don't care if you have the bricks, don't do it until you have another one. And the reason is batel, is the takana batel. We've said numerous times that it depends how the original takana was made. It was made with exceptions, made without exceptions. Here, Hashkafa Rishayna, there are no exceptions based on the reason, are there? Unless you call Malchus an exception. Malchus Shani Dlai Hadriku. Okay. If you have enough money, I mean, if there's enough money put together. Right, but our Kapanim, Dislachar, is the second Afkamina. We have again, Klar, Amachloikis, the Rambam, and Rashi against Tesluch Yosef and the Rajba on this Nakuda here. Like the Rambam will be Aser. Because like the Rambam, the Chashis, they'll never rebuild it. If Chazal were guys, they'll never rebuild it. So they'd be over on Leis Hasek Hel Hashem Lekechem. So it's a problem even by Kaita Risavasa. And that's Takin Muk Yosef's Kasha on the Rambam. Oh, we mean we attack after the answer how the Rambam learns it. Okay, so it brings a raya from here. If you're going to learn Shalashamiyas Rashlus, then that's the Mufiyasa says that Bekaita Bisavasa is Motim. How's the Rambam going to learn Bekaita? It's not after knowing Tysus other Teretz that Hayabai Tiyua. What? Or learn a Tashma. Okay. So, those are two ways to learn. Now, there are a few more Nakudas here. For tomorrow, take a look. There's an interesting Igros Moshe in Chelek Beis Tshuva Mem Vav. Just tell you the background to that. Rav Henkin tried very hard in America in the 1940s to stop. It became, if you go in Europe to most areas, most communities, they don't have shtibalach all over the place. They have a big shul where people daven. You don't have houses where people made a shul. Here, with, you know, you have 100 people in a community. So you should have one shul with 100 people. So they build 11 shuls and everyone's trying to get a minyan, you know, and no one can get a minyan together. So Rav Henkin held that it's not supposed to be that way. That ideally, there should be one Beis HaKnesses to a community. And not many but the Knessias, but Rav Amadras Melav. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So Rav Moshe there, that's the background to that Shuvan, or Chaim Chelet Beis, Shuvan Mem Vav. We bring some Agamara, Raya, that it's not so. And, okay, we'll take a look at it in Mitzvah Shafa tomorrow. Also, we're going to try to move a little weiter into Gemara for tomorrow as well.